I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Swear.
Perfect.
Yeah,
he's here.
Hi.
Very good, thank you. So we'll start straight ahead. 10 minutes, nothing more, nothing less. Don't worry. So
nice.
First of all, Alistair, my first question. You're obviously a legend, one of the best, but what made you come back to K1 kickboxing is instead of chasing another title in MMA?
Well, for me, the circle will be a full circle with me going back into glory. We cannot forget, I forgot, I started my martial arts career with kickboxing fights in 1997. And then I had a brief move to the K1 in between 2009 and 2010. So, I don't know, kickboxing has always been there. And I feel that Glory is doing great business. They're doing great events in the Netherlands. So for me, it's also kind of a homecoming to the Dutch people. And the shows that are putting on are magnificent. They're promoting them correctly, I believe. And for me, this is full circle. I will be back in the Netherlands. It will be big. It will be awesome. And back to my kickboxing roots.
And we had the one last run in MMA. Is there a chance of seeing you for many more years competing in combat sports?
Well, I think don't be too enthusiastic because many more years is many more years. I'm thinking maybe one, maybe 2 years. Let's okay. Stay realistic. I just turned 41 already. So it's age. I still feel good. I still feel strong. But you're not going to fight forever. So for me, this will be one or two more years. Final chapter.
And Alistair, of course, so everybody's asking the same question. You asked it also on your social media. Who will be your preferred opponent in glory for your first fight?
So first fight, I would go straight for the gold, and that would be against Rico, straight for title, straight title shot. That is what I want.
And for you, what do you think of Rico's style? What does he bring to the table that would make the fight difficult for you?
Well, I mean, he's proven to be a good champion. He's been winning all his fights. His cardio is good. He's heavy. He's strong. He's a strong athlete. So I think, of course, he has a game. Coincidentally, we trained together 10 years ago. His game has advanced a lot since then, but so has my game. And it will be a very good, very interesting fight.
And if you beat him, you will be the glory champion. Do you consider yourself at this precise moment the best kickboxer on the planet?
Well, I don't really think about those things. I just focus on my day-to-day, right? My training, the things that I need to do. I don't really think about, greatest of all times. I'm just doing what I love, enjoying every step of it.
And do you think that MMA made you a better kickboxer?
100%. Kickboxing made me a better MMA fighter, and MMA made me a better kickboxer.
And in how so exactly?
Well, let's go back to 10 years ago. It was actually the MMA techniques and strategy and thinking outside of the box that that I can say that brought me the K1 2010 heavyweight title.
And there's many interesting fights for you, exciting fights in glory. Last time we spoke, you told me that Bader was one of your toughest rivals. Is there, for you at least, some unfinished business with him?
Well, we're 1-1. So it's a fight definitely on the horizon. I think the fans will love to see it. But of course, first other hens to roost.
And I've been a fan of you for so many years. There's, of course, the myth, the legend of Uberim. Is there a chance to see him again, that Goliath, back in the ring at Glory?
We're going to see what we can do.
Thank you so much, Ben. And for you, of course, is Alistair, are you better in MMA or in kickboxing?
That's a good question. You know, I like to see myself as an overall badass, you know, whatever discipline it is. And the talk about greatest of all times, to me, that is very complicated. I think nobody really has a clear answer on any of that. But I just enjoy fighting, and it's been my entire life. And it's going to be some exciting big final fights coming up for me.
And let me ask this question differently. Out of all of your performance, which one was the best in MMA or in kickboxing if you had to choose just one fight, one performance?
I really like the Butler one fight. That was an excellent performance. There's been so many, right? But I like the Vitor Belfort win, the Igor Vovchenchin win. This is already a long time ago. Also, the Brock Lesnar win was huge. So there's been so many fights. This will be fight 95, I believe. My 95th fight. So if you have to tell me, pick one, is very difficult for me.
And despite so many fights, so many years, you're still performing at the highest level, basically. And would you say that you're still in your prime? And if not, when was prime over him for you?
What is prime? Prime is that you're at your strongest. I still think I'm strong. I still think I'm cardio is there. My experience is through the roof, right? I've always had the mindset of growth, learning, and adapting. So it will be very exciting now to adapt my latest, which is the last 10 years, these changes to my kickboxing style. So I'm very excited, and you're going to see a very dangerous Alistair Overeem.
Great. And last thing for me, after so many fights, is there, let's say, one that could be a dream fight for you in MMA or in kickboxing?
Title fight, straight away, Rico.
All right.
That to me is what I want.
Great. Thank you so much, Alistair.
Here we go. Please.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Et voilà, c'est la fin de votre épisode du podcast La Sueur. Si ça vous a plu, n'hésitez pas à nous mettre les 5 étoiles sur Apple Podcast ou sur Spotify. Vous pouvez aussi nous laisser un petit commentaire, ça nous aidera beaucoup. Et si vous voulez aller plus loin avec nous, vous tapez La Sueur sur toutes les plateformes ou sur les réseaux sociaux, vous nous trouverez. Et là, vous nous écoutez très certainement en audio. On est aussi en vidéo sur YouTube, mais également sur Snapchat. Là encore, vous tapez La Sueur et on sera là. Merci de votre fidélité et à très vite pour de nouvelles aventures.